Now, when we're talking about this destruction of this alignment of nations that are formed, we start here in verse 18 of chapter 38 of Ezekiel. And it shall come to pass at the same time when Gog shall come against the land of Israel, saith the Lord God, and that's this alignment of nations, mm-hmm. that coming in the coalition trying to wipe the Jewish people off the face of the earth, that my fury shall come up in my face, this is the Lord speaking, for in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath have I spoken. Surely in that day there shall be a great shaking in the land of Israel. Skip to verse 21. And I will call for a sword against him throughout all of the mountains, saith the Lord God, every man's sword against his brother. Just this little caveat right there. When Judy and I moved in 1991 to Israel, in the first year that we were there, they had 1.3 million Russian people come to live in the land of Israel. That's a 37% increase in the population of a nation in about a year and a half. That was that great exodus out of
Russian
Russia.
Jews.
Yes, coming into the land, making Aliyah, going up to Jerusalem, making ready to get their citizenship in the land of Israel. Well, when you talk about brother going against brother, if Russia is a part of this attacking coalition of nations, they got many Russian brothers that are going to be living in Israel that they're going to be going up against. But that's just an interesting thought. They look at verse 22, and I will plead against him with pestilence and with blood, and I will rain upon him and upon his mountains and upon the many people that are with him an overflowing rain and great hailstone, fire, and brimstone. This is the Lord interceding, sending out of heaven this destructive power to destroy this alignment of nations. Coming into verse 2 of chapter 39, I'm reading from the King James Version, but let me read it here. It says in verse 2, and I will turn thee back and leave but a sixth part of thee, and will cause thee to come up from the north parts, and will bring thee upon the mountains of Israel. It says here, five out of every six of these attacking enemies. And when you come down and use the phrase bands here in this passage of Scripture, the word bands is the Hebrew word for nations. So all the nations that are the Islamic faith, that's the lowest common denominator in all of these nations from Daniel 11, Psalm 83, and also the book of Ezekiel chapter 38, they're going to be destroyed. Notice,
and that would include your Syria, Egypt, Turkey,
Russia,
Iran,
Afghanistan, Pakistan, Iran, Ethiopia, Somalia, Sudan, Libya, Lebanon, Saudi Arabia, all these Islamic nations
are destroyed right here by God supernaturally intervening.
Exactly. And that's what the Antichrist will
usurp.
Yes. Verse 3. And if you don't want to take that phrase, five out of every six, read with me more through chapter 39. And verse 3, and I will smite the bow out of thy left hand, and will cause thine arrows to fall out of thy right hand. Verse 4, and thou shalt fall upon the mountains of Israel, thou and all of thy bands. There's that agaf, mm-hmm. and that word in Hebrew is nations, okay? And all of thy nations, all thy bands, and thy people that is with thee, I will give thee unto the ravenous birds of every sort, and to the beast of the field to be devoured. So this is the destruction. When you watch what's going on, you can see all of this happening. Notice up here in verse 9, and they shall dwell in the cities of Israel shall go forth and shall set on fire and burn the weapons, both the shields and the bucklers and the bows and the arrows and the hand staves and the spears, and they shall burn them with fire for 7 years. That's that 7-year tribulation period. That's locking it into the first portion. Any portion of a year in the Middle East is this year, is 1 year. And so he's talking about 7 years, and if they don't start burying them to 6 months in.
Burning them
6 months in, then that's the part of the 7-year situation. And then.
So they're going to burn them for you
think the weapons.
The weapons. But you think they'll burn them for what purpose? Burning them to destroy them, or burning them also for fuel, or what?
Well, you've got to remember that Israel is going to be in dire straits because they're going to have fought this battle, and there's going to be real destruction in the land of Israel, and so they're going to be trying to sustain life. I think it'll be a combination. I think that it'll be destroyed, burned up, because they need the fuel to sustain life. But in addition to that, it's part of God's plan. He wants those weapons destroyed, because ultimately, when you see Jesus Christ come back, that is not a nuclear war. That's a group of people that have been fighting wars for a 7-year period of time. Their munition, their might, all that military hardware that they had is going to be destroyed. It's going to be up in the Jezreel Valley with hardly anything to help them fight against Jesus, and all he'll have to do is speak. But look here at verse 12. And 7 months shall the house of Israel be bearing them. Mm. 7-month period of time. That's after that 6-month period when they attack. So I think that's why it sets at the beginning of the tribulation period what's going to happen. So the rest of the prophetic scenario found in God's word can be played out.
Amazing. Absolutely fascinating. All right. And so then in our next program, we need to start getting into some other topics like why you hold to a pre-tribulation rapture. Mm-hmm. I also want to talk about Daniel 2 and Daniel 7, which is revived Roman Empire.
That'd be great.
Because in order for some of these things to come to pass, we eventually have to see a revived Roman Empire first, correct?
You know what you're saying? Just what I said at the outset. All of these prophecies play together. Mm-hmm. It's an overall scenario. You can't just take this little cherry pick this section. You got to have the overall scenario of what's going to happen. And I think that's why this is an invaluable studies that we're doing here on your television.
But you've got to have that revived Roman Empire before we get to this.
Before the Antichrist comes on the scene.
And that's what we're going to talk about with all that's going on in Europe right now and the financial calamity and all of this. How will this revived Roman Empire come about, which I think is coming about right now with a European Union,
yes,
and the woman riding the beast on their coins and stamps,
yes,
and things. So we'll get to that in one of our programs as well, which all these programs really are connected together.
They really are.
Dr. D. Young of Prophecy Today is my guest. I hope you'll check out his website, prophecytoday.com. prophecytoday.com. Again, if you appreciate the fact that we bring someone like this into town and we film these programs for you as a resource, then we need you to support us so we keep producing quality biblical broadcasting like this. And you can support us a couple ways. Obviously, you can pray for us. Another way you can support us is by joining our Situation Room at situationroom.net. You'll find thousands of dollars in resources, MP3s, DVDs to watch on demand, over 150 and growing. E-books, check it out, won't you? Situationroom.net. When you join, that's a big part of our general operating budget that helps us produce television programs like this. Another way you can support us is through our Worldview Weekend Foundation. If you'd like to make a tax-deductible contribution, you can do so by simply going to worldviewweekendfoundation.com, and you can become a one-time contributor or a monthly contributor. You can set up an account there and automatically contribute every month. worldviewweekendfoundation.com. And then tell your friends about our program, won't you? And then also visit Dr. DeYoung's website, prophecytoday.com. All right, Dr. DeYoung, we look forward to our next program.
I'm looking forward as well.
All right, folks, for all of us here at Worldview Weekend, thanks for watching. Take care.